Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Here I am. I knew all I had to do is click a button. Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight. I think this is the 10th one today that we've done. We're going live. I call it We're Going Live Wednesdays because I just decided we're going to stop recording and hoping and just, you know, put it out live. We're having a great time doing that. At least that's what you're telling me as I've been listening and reading to the comments all day long. And I want to remind you that you're going to be able to see it right now live, but don't forget that you can watch this video at a later date on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Google Play, Dailymotion, and on another 100 smart TV apps. You're also going to be able to hear this interview on the podcast platforms, all of them, wherever you get your podcasts from. So Apple, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. Also, this is the last day you'll be seeing this iteration of the magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, Intelligent Media for the Savvy Entrepreneur. And we're going to say goodbye to our good friend, Orazio Pagani, who has served us well for the last 3 months while we wait for our new drop on March 1st. In the Limelight with Clarissa is going to have Lady Carnarvon on the cover, and she is the lady with her lord, and they own the Downton Abbey Castle in England. So that's going to be great, and she's got an awesome article in there as well. All good things, all great things are happening. I will remind you also that I am now collaborating with mynewsdesk.com, and if you want to get out your newsletters, your press releases, your press releases, you're going to want to work with my newsdesk.com. They monitor billions of sources, and I'm in contact right now with thousands upon thousands of journalists all over the world. Press Release, a Reader is another really great software that we're using now. They are in collaboration with us, and that gives the possibility for our magazine to be seen by millions of people all over the world. I am so excited and quite proud of myself, may I say. All right, let's bring on our extraordinary entrepreneurs. I have cousins today, cousins that are coming on that have written a cookbook. And I couldn't be happy about it. I'm just trying to find my cursor while I yap. Oh, there it is. Let me bring them on. So here is my good friend, Mary Kovac, and her cousin, Corrida Siciliano. Imagine what we're going to be talking about today. Yes, Italian food. It's Italian food. Don't cut the basil. It is five generations of authentic Italian recipes. One cousin is missing, but that was because she couldn't join us at this time from the East Coast. But it is Corrina, Angela, we send our love to. And then my good friend Mary is here with us on the show. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you for having us.
Or should I say benvenute? benvenute. We're going to be talking about what I love best, and that is food and Italian food. We love Italian food. I want to ask you gals a couple of questions, though. How did the idea for you three cousins come about to say, you know, we like our food so darn much, and our ancestors have really left us some great recipes. Why don't we write a book?
Well, our grandmothers were sisters, and when my grandmother passed, Angela and Corrina invited me over, and we reconnected, eating, telling stories about our grandmothers and the things that they would do or say, and then we started sharing family recipes. And there was something really special about the connection that we had with one another and then with our grandmothers. And we thought, how else could we capture our family than to write a cookbook about it? So that's how it came to be.
So the grandmothers were old country or first generation? Old country.
No, first generation.
First generation. So obviously they were bringing recipes in from the old country. I love the fact that you did this. That, let me get it right. That is some of the cool, well, let me go this way. Where am I going? There we go. Some of the coolest stuff ever is that you guys decided to, ladies decided to put the pictures of your ancestors in the book. I think that I love that stuff. That just brings, doesn't it bring it right home when you do that? Didn't you have that feeling the second you did it? It was like, wow, that brings it right home. And so there are many, many more pictures, but let's get to the manja part. Oh, and here, who are they? The two grandmothers?
Yes. On the left in the purple is Nona Josie, Angela and Karina's grandmother. And then Nona Mary, my namesake, is on the right with a white blazer.
Whoa, the nonna, le nonne. That's extraordinary. Okay, so don't cut the basil. There's got to be something behind this title. I'd love to know what that is.
So we didn't want to go with your typical family, you know, Italian family recipes or authentic Italian. And one of the sections we included in our cookbook were things we learned about our grandmothers and mothers. And we initially came up with this long list, and then we narrowed it down to about 15 lessons. And then when we were looking for the title of our book, Don't Cut the Basil actually popped, and we thought it was a fun lesson to kind of represent our book. So,
yeah, because, you know, you do cut basil, but I've seen many Italian women rip basil.
Yes, yes, you too.
They rip it, right, and then throw it in there. So what does it mean to you, Corina? I mean, to be able to, so, you know, personally share like this, not only your Italian heritage, but, you know, you like your entire Italian family and the recipes. Yes. Got to be extraordinary.
It is. And, you know, I think growing up, we've always told stories about being Italian. And I think about everybody has a story, right? Whether your family came from Italy or migrated from another country, you have a story. And since my maternal and my paternal side is all Italian, growing up, that's all we talked about. Was everything had to do with being Italian, our food, our holidays, you know, just everything that we did. We're short, we're Italian, you know, I tan easy, I'm Italian, you know. So for me to finally get it out there and really share with even a broader group of, you know, people who may not have family that came over as recent in a way that we did, right. In the 1900s, it really felt great because I've always had a lot of people, you know, say to me, wow, you have such a great connection to your family. You know so much family history. So I was so excited that we got together to share our stories.
Yeah. I mean, and I can only imagine the fun you had doing it. I mean, you know, I'm sure there were some hair pulling moments because a book means, you know, but I'm sure it was just a blast. The idea was a blast. And then, you know, actually putting out a book is really a monumental project. I don't know if people know how, just, you know, how much work goes into something like that. So do you know how to say basil in Italian?
We talked about this a little bit. We know what our families called it, right, Mary? Mario, a word for it.
What?
Go ahead, Mary, because your mom uses it all the time.
Like basilico or something?
Basilico.
So every hard C that we hear in Italian to me comes off with a G.
Like this, yeah, well that's typical from the South. But right. It's non tagliare il basilico. Non tagliare il basilico. And Carmela Gaetani, who's with us and listening right now, is saying ciao Clarissa, bravissima, and benvenute a tutte, which means welcome all of you. And and she's sending compliments from Italy right now. So okay, which ones would you say, Corina? Which recipe or recipes are your favorite?
Oh, well, I will start by saying that my pepperoni roll is by far one of my favorites. And
What page do you know?
Is it 46 maybe?
36? All right, it doesn't matter. Keep talking.
It is. It's 47. Flip to 46 and 47. I was actually right on that. So the thing about this recipe is that it's three ingredients. It's cheese, it's pepperoni, and it's dough. and it's very simple and it cooks very quickly. I can whip up six of these within an hour and a half because they only take 30 minutes to bake. So it's absolutely by far, and your house smells amazing. It's good for a meal and it's good for an appetizer.
So Corina's famous party favorite pepperoni roll, everybody. There you go. All right, Mary, your favorite.
Mine is Nonna Mary's Italian Biscotti. So that's on, I think, page 60, 61. So
page 61. Go ahead.
Every day for decades, she sent them to my dad when he served in Vietnam. She made them for every life event in my family, Karina's family, everything I remember. And so growing up, people always said, you know, you need to make sure you learn how to make these to carry on her tradition. So
I'm trying to do my best. It's kind of hard to get. But that is really cool. They look like kind of like the Christmas cookies that also that I remember in Italy as well. You know, so this is really a lot of fun. Let me ask you, I know that I wanted to find out where you can find, where people can find the book.
So we're selling it from our website. If you look at my name and you go to cugineandcucina.com, you can learn a little bit more about us. You'll see some of the nutritional information from the book. Karina did a lot of hard work on that. Okay. And you'll be able to purchase the book as well.
So Cucina and Cucina means?
Cousins in the kitchen.
Cousins in the kitchen. I love that. Now, did I hear a little birdie murmur in my ear that there could possibly eventually be another book in the making?
That's the plan. So we actually had a trip planned for this summer coming up, but because of COVID, we actually postponed it till summer of 2022. So
right,
it's the plan.
That's the plan. Corina, you have plenty of other recipes that are ready for this next book?
Oh yeah, we have so many recipes. It actually was hard to narrow it down because we wanted to keep our first cookbook very simple, very easy, get people kind of comfortable with it. I think the next one we might challenge people just a little bit more.
Right. Who took the pictures?
It's a combination. Actually, my mom took that one, the one that you took.
All right.
So Karina's daughter took the cover. Oops, this way.
Right. So awesome. Yeah.
And then it's a combination of me, Angela, and Karina with the rest of them.
So I want to know, who that is.
That's our great grandmother, Josephine, and her husband, Sam.
Our great last name?
They're Arcara.
Arcara. And this is?
Those are our grandmothers, Nonna Josie and Nonna Mary.
Oh my God. They knew each other so young. They look like babies there. Wow. Okay. Who's wedding?
That looks like Karina's side. So that's and then on the one picture is her father walking her down. Yep, that one. And then if you switch to the other one, that's Karina's grandfather, my Uncle Mazi.
Uncle Mazi. Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Beautiful lady. Who's this?
That's my grandmother. On top, it's with her father and then my grandfather below at their wedding. And then those are our parents.
My God, these are the 70s, you guys. Your parents.
Yeah.
I remember our basement had that same paneling. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm feeling kind of old now. All right, whatever. All right, who's that? Who's this?
Those are all of the Arcara siblings. So our great-grandmother bore 10 children and not all of them made it. So these are the adult children in their, you know, later in life.
Oh man, this
Nonna
is
Mary's so on the far right and Nonna Josie's in the middle and siblings.
Randall Libero is on and his last name in Italian, and I've told him a million times, is Libero, which means free. So Randall Libero, and I'm just going to call him Libero just to sort of, you know, keep everything, you know, cool and calm. He says, you ladies are going to make me buy another recipe book, but I love it.
Do it.
He's a friend of mine down in Phoenix, Arizona, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Who is this?
So that's Nonna Josie on the bottom. And then up top, it's both of our grandparents with their husbands and brother.
Those are the 60s if I've ever seen them at the top right there. And, you know, not for nothing, but, you know, we Irish kind of did the same thing. It just didn't taste as good. We had the paneling and we had to do the same fashion, but the food, yeah, no. All right. And that's Nonna Josie, I think, right?
Mary.
Nonna Mary. Okay. Yes. And this is, oh, there you are.
Yes, that's me with my grandmother, Nona Mary.
Oh, I'm showing all the pictures. I hope you don't mind. I'm just
it's a
oh, who's this?
That's my mother, Mama Sita, and my grandmother, Nona Mary.
Love that. And
that's my sister and a picture of my mother and my grandmother.
Right. So that's Angela that couldn't be with us today because she had prior engagement. But that's like, oh, this is so cute. Oh man, that is the cutest patootiest. Now who's that handsome guy?
Oh yeah, that would be my wonderful husband who did also help with the nutrition labels. Thank you to my husband Troy for sure.
Oh, what a guy. Where did I get me one of those? Okay. And then we have, I guess, cousins. I don't know.
These are my three children, Carmela, Antonella, and Dominic.
Oh, you think you picked some Italian names?
Yeah, you would know my husband was Irish.
Yeah, here you go. Love it. The three of you, yep. Just absolutely gorgeous. Really, really great. So, yeah, I mean, the book is absolutely amazing. Again, it can be found over on Cugine and Cucina. We did mention that. I don't know. Give me a little anecdote, if you would, about, you know, the behind the scenes of the creation of this book. What's one thing that we don't know that we should?
You know, I think the most difficult part was measuring, because our mothers taught us to smell. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, I mean, my grandma would say, you know, you go like this, and then you put this in.
Here's the salt, and here's the oil, and here's the basil.
Yes. So trying to measure everything and actually get that right was, I think, probably the most challenging part of the cookbook.
I would think so. Corina, the most difficult part of making the book, of creating the book.
Getting the right lighting in all the photos.
Right?
I mean, we did take many pictures multiple times and, we did a lot of it on our own and a lot of them were self-made. And so I actually think we did a great job, all things considered, because we were really on our own.
Oh, wait, look who's popped in, Mary. Look who's popped in.
Oh,
Did you tell her we were going to be on, or did she just find us?
No, I didn't tell her.
Look, Ale, there's your name, Ale, right there. Yay. Yay. Chef and author. I love Ali Gambini, and she has a great book. We're going to have her on with her book also. Yes. We'll get her on the show. Why not? I mean, you know, I don't know if there can never be enough Italian cookbooks. What do you girls think?
No.
Agreed.
Right? I know. So here's another question I have for you, and I know what mine is. Your favorite, Ali is sending a kiss, your favorite Italian dessert?
My grandma's biscotti, actually. So I make her, I have a side hobby, if you will, making Italian cookies. So I like Italian cookies.
Chow down cookies, baby. Chow down cookies. Love those cookies. I can't wait till we get together one day so I can actually try your cookies.
Yes.
Corina, favorite Italian dessert?
Mine will always be the cannoli. Absolutely, hands down.
Yes.
Amazing cannoli that we offer in our cookbook as well. And it's just, you never get sick of it.
Right. Well, you know, Steve Delgado has been on the, thanks to Mary, Steve Delgado has been on the show. I'm still waiting for my damn cannoli to show up. You know, he's promised them, but that, you know, I've thrown out 1,000 times, but anyway, it's probably better that he doesn't send them, because I don't post COVID, believe me, I do not need any more. I'll tell you what mine is. It's tiramisu. I absolutely cannot get enough of tiramisu, which, as you know, in Italian means pick me up. And many a time, and it's so funny to say pick me up, because when you eat it, it kind of lays like lead for a while. So good. It is so, so good. Ladies, I am thrilled. If there's anything else you would like to add, please do. But we're getting pretty close to the end of the show here. One more time, everybody, take a look at it. You're going to want to get this, because these are some of the best recipes, I think. You know, when it comes from the old country and first generations, you cannot go wrong. And the idea that these are passed on, hopefully in perpetuity, I think is just a really special kind of read, if you will. It's just really nice to have that. Last minute thoughts about being Italian.
Oh, and what better ethnicity to have?
Yeah. I'd have to agree. You know, I lived in Italy for 30 years. You know, everybody knows I'm an Italian citizen. Everybody knows I speak fluent Italian. And I tell you, you know, it was, they were some, they were half of my life I spent there. And it was really, it is still the most cherished time, I think, that I can remember in my lifetime was being Italian, feeling Italian, living Italian, eating Italian, loving Italian. And I thank them every day, you know, for sort of adopting me as one of theirs, as they did for so many years. Anyway, with that having been said, ladies, I thank you so much for coming on the show
and taking
the time to tell us about your book. Ali Gambini, we see you. Randall, thanks for chiming in. We appreciate it. Carmela in Italy, thank you so much for joining in with us. And that's going to be the end of the show. And that's going to be the last interview that I'm going to do today, because I don't know if you can stand you can stand much more of me today. And I'm getting a little tarred. So we're going to say goodbye for now. And we'll see you hopefully this time next week. Thanks, everybody. Be well. Mary and Corina, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight.